Good day, everyone. Welcome on this 15th of December 2024 to the lifeinvestigated.com podcast today. Difficult times will come. The heading of this podcast today, and I'm going to give you some scripture this morning to prove this is not my opinion. This is God's opinion and God's forecast of what's going to come. You know, we like forecasts, don't we? We listen, or at least I do, and I think there are a majority of people, especially if you're over 30 years old anyway, you listen to the weather forecast. Why do you listen to a weather forecast on a daily basis, or why do you pull it up on your phone to look at what the weather's going to be? Well, the simple reason is because you want to know. You can make your plans according to the weather forecast, right? If you're going to do outdoor activities, if it's going to be extremely cold, you might defer those activities to another day. If it's going to be extremely hot, you may want to do indoor activities, et cetera. If it's raining, you're going to take an umbrella or a rain jacket with you. So you like forecasting because it helps you prepare. Same way with the financial market. If you're an investor and you like to look at the forecast for people on the know, in the know, who can give you some, at least some ideas or some baselines to potentially look at and go on that may help you with your decisions on your investing, etc. Well, for anyone that believes in Christ anyway, the best forecaster that I know of is God Himself. And one of the best ways to know the forecast of God, and probably the ultimate best way to know the forecast of God, is to know what His written word says. Now, I do believe in the leading of the Holy Spirit, and I believe the Holy Spirit of God does speak to people. The Holy Spirit of God speaks to all people, not just Christians. It may be, or it should be, that Christians are the most in tune to the speaking of the Spirit of God, but God speaks to all people. Some of you religious folks would probably disagree with me on that, but God does speak to all. Now, so what do we say? What are we saying this morning? Difficult times will come. And some of you say difficult times have already been here. And you are correct, at least to a point. But we really haven't gotten to the difficult of the difficult times yet. And a lot of people don't like to hear forecasts like this. Like, I do not like to hear forecasts of extremely cold weather. Why? Because it hurts. It hurts the joints these days. I would much prefer to be in warm weather. Nevertheless, we deal with whatever comes. So in 2 Timothy chapter 3, I'm looking at the Amplified edition of the Christian Bible today. Now, again, I know a lot of you folks out there, you do not like any version other than the King James Version. Many of you ascribe to the 1611 King James Version, but most of you who ascribe to that do not have an actual 1611 King James Version. But this is not a debate on Bibles this morning. I'm just trying to tell you, if you are a regular Bible reader and you read out of a certain translation, King James or any other translation, I'm reading to you out of the Amplified translation this morning. Just because I want to bring it out a little more in depth without a lot of giving definitions of the Greek and Hebrew words, breaking them down myself to give you a true picture of what I'm saying. The original Bible and scriptures, and certainly the Old Covenant scripture, was not written in English, folks. But we'll get on that debate another time. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. But understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times of great stress and trouble will come, difficult days that will be hard to bear. Now, these last 4 years almost of days have been very hard to bear under the criminal enterprise that has been dictating to us, trying to dictate our faith and turn us into mindless robots and woke reprobates. But we are neither. If you're a Christian, you are a disciple of Christ, or you, in my opinion, would possibly need to pursue that avenue of discipleship. For people will be lovers of self, that is to say, they will be narcissistic, self-focused, lovers of money, impelled by greed, boastful, arrogant, revelers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, and profane. And they will be unloving, devoid of natural human affection, callous and inhumane, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, devoid of self-control, intemperate and immoral, brutal haters of God, traitors, reckless, conceited, lovers of sensual pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding a form that is, outwardly speaking, godless religion, although they have denied its power, for their conduct nullifies their claim of faith. As the apostle wrote to his understudy Timothy here, he said, avoid such people and keep far away from them. Keeping away from them is maybe easier said than done, because most of you who work a public job, with the recent federal overreach from the crime family and the incompetent-based leadership that we have been under for 4 years especially. If any of you have ever listened to any of my podcasts, you know I don't particularly care for politicians of any persuasion, but sometimes you do and are forced to accept the lesser of the evils for the betterment of society. And some will do better than others for society. So what's Paul telling Timothy here? Well, first thing we can see is that there will be a last days. Now, about any way you research this, it refers to a time period, not just a particular day. There are circumstances in Scripture that it does pertain to that one particular day after the tribulation, at the end of the tribulation time, when Jesus Christ himself comes back as warrior king and defeats all of the enemies, his enemies, and sets up his governmental rule on earth. But here we're referring to a period of time. So in this period of time, what is the Bible predicting that's going to happen? Dangerous times of great stress and trouble. difficult days that will be hard to bear. Now, if you are a Christian believer, if you are an American citizen, whether you're a Christian believer or not, if you are a conservative thinker and prefer conservative politics, these last 4 years have been difficult days. Even if you're not a Christian, you could be an American Muslim, you could be a Japanese American, you could be any form of other nationality who has legally obtained citizenship in this nation. And most of you will say these last 4 years have been difficult days. The only ones I think would say that it's not been difficult and be able to steadfastly look you in the eye are the criminals that have been benefiting from it. Those who, in relation to this very scripture that I have read to you, who are so brutal and immoral, they're about the only ones that could try to convince you that things have been good. So they're either a criminal, like the Biden crime family, which extends way beyond the Biden crime family, but, reprobates, just haters of anything godly or anything good. They'll try to convince you how well it's been, but the rest of the country knows that it's not that way. And, of course, to some extent, you stated that on Election Day. And when I say to some extent, even though the conservatives are calling it a landslide, and it certainly was much better than they expected, the leftists and the Democrats, the communists and the socialists, Marxists, whatever you want to call them. If you look at the total numbers, the disappointing thing to me is there really wasn't, when it comes to percentages, that great of a mandate or that great of an overwhelming amount of people voting for morality or better economy and more freedom and less government. There were, pretty close. It was really closer than the conservative media is letting you believe. If you listen to conservative media, I listen to conservative media because I absolutely can't stomach the traditional media that has obviously been bought off or in cahoots with the criminal element. Most of them are criminals themselves, I guess. Or just pure idiots, one of the two. Probably both, come to think of it. But anyway, we've seen a sampling of tough times. And even with that said, with our tough times and as miserable as it's been and pathetic as it's been and as big of a laughingstock as the nation of the United States of America has become because of its inept leadership, we've still had it better than a lot of other folks. Some Christians have been in prison because of their faith in this country, which is absolutely unimaginable, but it's happened. But my God, in other places around the world, hundreds of thousands of people have been murdered for their faith as a Christian and been imprisoned and had all of their blessings, natural blessings of houses and foods and families, taken away from them by extreme Satan-led governments. So what am I trying to say to you this morning? If you're a conservative and you're a Christian, or either are, not all Christians It has been proven now that not all Christians are conservative. Not all churches that call themselves a Christian church are actually really going by the policy book that they should be going by. And when I say policy book, I'm referring to the Bible, the Christian Bible. And in particular, when we speak of new covenant regulations and commands, I'm speaking of the New Testament. Those things that Jesus spoke and lived out when he was on this earth. And his personality and his attributes and his expectations are the same as the words he spoke while manifested as Emmanuel, God with us. His expectations have not changed. But understand this, that in the last days, dangerous times of great stress and trouble will come. You see, we have not seen the worst of it yet. And although I am relieved, as pleased as I can be with any form of man's government, see, anytime a man's involved in anything, and that means a human being, he or she's going to screw something up. But as pleased and elated and a sense of relief that I have over what's happened since Election Day 2024 in the United States of America, I know the battle's not over with. And I know that Satan, these satanic-led people who are in positions of authority still, are bringing condemnation on this country every single day now, still. There are more things, I believe, that are happening now to cause us troubling days and high stress than maybe what they've even produced upon us in the last 4 years. Satan always has a plan, and he has a device of schemes, lying, cheating, stealing, death, and obviously the Biden regime is still pursuing that. And when I say the Biden regime, we know that he's not even here. I mean, we see his body, but that's all that's here. The rest of him checked out some time ago. So he has a regime of monkeys. They're trained monkeys. They have been trained through the Obama regime. He trained them up, and it's the same ones he used to try to destroy America. And more importantly, even to me, he tried to destroy the Christian faith. Behind the scenes, he and his so-called wife were working every day to destroy the Christian faith. So this team of trained monkeys is right now today, as we are awaiting transition, they are doing everything that they possibly can do to thwart a peaceful transition of power. You know, when a liar comes out and the first thing he says is, "I am going to ensure a peaceful transition of power," before anyone even asks the question, and someone that has been proven to be a liar, such as we have in the seat of power now, when he comes out and says that unprovoked, you know, that's not the plan, that there is another plan that is working and is in place today as I speak these words. There are all kinds of issues going on, and behind the scenes, documents are being destroyed right and left. Things are being done to destroy the economy and to cost the country more money. Their goal is what these people are pushing for right now is to cause a recession as soon as the new president takes over. And then also he can be blamed for a recession. If you'll notice how much the criminal enterprise is promoting now, how good the economy is, and that's the legacy. I mean, if you believe the economy is good, then either you are so filthy rich that you don't have a clue what real life is about, or you're just a denier and a liar yourself. So, and I think we've gotten a little distracted because of the elation and the relief of pressure that we felt after the election. And that has distracted us. Listen, the wall still has to be guarded. The watchmen still have to watch the wall. When I mean the wall, I'm referencing in ancient times, the first thing a society did is put itself behind walls to protect itself. It has to. There's no choice. And they put security measures in. And they had watchmen. Now, I can refer to a watchman in this context in two ways. I can refer to an actual military force or security force watching for the enemy, being prepared and planning for the attack that is inevitable to come. It is inevitable the attack will come. Or I can say, use the word watchman as God used of his Old Testament prophets to warn the nation of Israel, his people, his faith people at that time, to be careful. The enemy is at hand. The enemy has a scheme and a plan, and they have the devices to implement that plan against God's people. And the watchman, what else did he do? He proclaimed to God's people themselves how they were destroying themselves and how they are distracted from the true purpose, principles, and precepts of God. So when I use the word watchman this morning, I really use it in two contexts. I am not proclaiming to you that I am a prophet. I am proclaiming to you what God reveals to me to warn you about. I am the least of anybody. But yet God instills things upon my heart that must be spoken out. You see, God is a forecaster, and he wants the truth forecasted so at least a remnant of people can be prepared and ready. Not everyone will be. Not every Christian will receive a message such as this. But God still, in his goodness, his love, his mercy, and his grace, he still brings forth the message to watch and be careful. This scripture alone, no matter what translation or what version you read it in, if you are in society at all, you should be able to see the absolute material manifested comparison in 2024 in the society that you live when it comes to people and what's happening in society. Now, let me make a legalistic disclaimer. I don't think anybody is above anyone else. I think Christ is above us all. In other words, I have the conviction that we are all sinners. It's just some of us sinners have sought the truth and the grace of Christ to be alleviated from the condemnation and the punishment of that sin through him. So these days are here. These last days, this period of consecutive time of day, this progressive timeline is happening. And now we were distracted with the hardness and the harshness and the unfairness. And now we're distracted with elation. It feels so good. That's what a watchman does. It's what a security person does. I'm in the security industry. I'm in the criminal justice industry for 44 years now and still practicing in that field. I still install and provide protective measures for people to be forewarned about an attack, an intrusion, something happening to them, or trying to teach people how to prevent something happening. We will not prevent God's judgment. God's judgment is here. It is being manifested. And it will continue. Why? Because it has to. Question is where will you land in this judgment? Ultimately, where will you land? Where will your feet land, so to speak? Ultimately, will it land in punishment? Or ultimately, will it land in eternal blessing? But even before we reach that part, will you be in the remnant ship? Will you be under God's protective bubble, his anointing, his presence with your faith? Or will you take the worldly view that's been propagated about the end time and say, these theologians, they were wrong. They've been wrong about everything. They're corrupt. They're sinners. And yes, they are. Some of them are, well, we're all sinners. Some of them aren't actually corrupt and in it for the wrong reason. They still just have to deal with their flesh, but they're following after God's heart and speaking the truth to the remnant people as much as they can. In my years as a pastorate, before I left the pastorate after 26 years, I thought it was my obligation to cause people to receive the message. But I was wrong. It is not my obligation to cause people to receive the message. That would be the Holy Spirit's job. My obligation is to present it. My obligation is to believe what I present, or else I cannot be a true presenter of what God says. And I do believe what I say when it comes to this. Absolutely, 100%, unequivocal. I believe in my whole soul, heart, and being what God is saying about the last days and that we are in them. You see my email address. If you're watching this by video, you see my email address, patriottrainer@protonmail.com. If you would like some individual Bible study, please contact me. We can do Bible study through emails, videos, We can use all the communication devices there are out there. I can use them all pretty much. If you need advice about material protection, keeping yourself safe and prepared, your family safe and prepared, trying to protect yourself against the street level gangs and criminal elements that's out there trying to take what you've worked for and earned, we can do that through my training academies, my private criminal justice training academies. We can do it through church-based workshops. I do have a workshop for church safety and security, which includes your OSHA and your safety measures, along with your security measures and active shooter training for the civilians. All you got to do is email me, patriottrainer@protonmail.com. If you can't remember that one, team1virginia@gmail.com. Team, the numeral one, Virginia spelled out, @gmail.com. team1virginia@gmail.com. That might be an easier one for some folks to use. Drop me a line if you're needing some training, if you're needing some Bible study. I don't preach in churches anymore. This is my church. There's a reason for that. If you've listened to some of my podcasts, you know those reasons, and I may speak on it again soon. But nevertheless, my intentions are pure and trying to do what God tells me. And I'm not asking you for your money. I am asking you for your time, though. Till next time, this is the LifeInvestigated.com podcast. I'll see you again.